Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, Donald Trump is getting hit on all sides right now. We have a lot of breaking news stories to cover and no time to waste, so we're just going to jump right in. I want to run you all through the past 24 hours in the life of the president because the hits just keep coming. It started off with this resurfaced deposition video of Epstein being asked if him and Trump have ever socialized around girls under the age of 18. This video immediately went viral across the internet because Epstein pleads the fifth in a very suspicious way. This only reignited or further ignited the suspicions around Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's quite mysterious relationship, if you want to use Trump's word. So we're going to play that deposition clip, but it was made all the more weird by the fact that Trump is now attacking Elon Musk in a thinly veiled way. People are suspicious that Elon Musk is going to be releasing some new Epstein stuff soon because he was the one that largely ignited this debate 2 months ago when he said, here's the big bomb, Trump is in the Epstein files. Then Trump threatened to take away his contracts. You guys remember all of this. Well, now Trump is randomly, in an unprompted manner, just posting about Elon Musk again, which really raises some questions. And then finally, I want to watch with you all the new South Park skit where they make fun of Trump. Honestly, I've been caught up doing a lot of work and family stuff, so I haven't watched this yet. It released just a few hours ago last night. So we're going to watch all of this. I'm going to walk you all through it. But let's just start with the Elon Musk part. Donald Trump randomly tweeted out very early this morning, quote, "Everyone is stating that I will destroy Elon's companies by taking away some, if not all, of the large-scale subsidies he receives from the U.S. government. This is not so. I want Elon and all businesses within our country to thrive. In fact, thrive like never before." So Trump is doing this weird, thinly veiled threat. Think about it like this. He used to attack Chris Christie, but he used to do it in a reverse way. So he used to go up on stage and say, "I would never call Chris Christie fat. I would never say that Chris Christie eats too much food." And in saying that, he's making the joke. So that's what he's doing here. He's like, "I would never destroy Elon's companies by taking away some, if not all, of the large-scale subsidies he receives." He's making a threat directly towards Elon Musk. And the internet quickly figured out the reason why Elon knew Trump's name was in the Epstein file a few months back is because FBI Director Kash Patel told Elon. I mean, remember, we got reporting from the Wall Street Journal just yesterday that the FBI had sat Trump down back in May and said that his name was littered throughout the list. So Kash Patel told Elon Musk at some point, "Trump's name is littered throughout the list. That's why they won't release it." This reads, "FBI Director Kash Patel has privately told other government officials that Trump's name appeared in the files, according to people close to the admin." So Kash Patel has been blabbering, telling people in the administration. Patel declined to answer an inquiry from the Journal about the Epstein case, but said in a statement that the website's memo was consistent with the thorough review. I mean, this might not have popped up in the thorough review because we had to dig it up. Independent journalists had to dig this up. This came from the Midas Touch Network. Shout out to Midas Touch. And by the way, make sure you hit the like and you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed if you want to support the breaking news and the debates and the infrastructure we're creating for the midterms 2028 and beyond. But let's watch this clip of Jeffrey Epstein pleading the fifth when he's asked about Donald Trump.
"You ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?"
"What do you mean by personal relationships, sir?"
"Have you socialized with him?"
"Yes, sir."
"Yes?"
"Yes, sir."
"Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
"Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir."
I mean, come on. He's asked directly if him and Donald Trump have socialized. And it's a yes. He says yes right there. He says yes. And then they ask him, have you ever socialized around girls under the age of 18? Then he can't answer.
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, it's easy to say then, but then when he's asked the second part, it's not as easy to answer. You know what I found interesting? As you check the call sheet prediction markets, they're reacting in real time to what's going on. So this one reads, will Ghislaine Maxwell testify in front of Congress this year? Just a few days ago, it was a 12% chance, a 20% chance. It really wasn't that high. But as time goes on, people are more and more confident that Ghislaine will testify in front of Congress. Now there is about a 50% chance, according to this betting market. And just remember, the Deputy Attorney General is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell today behind closed doors. What about this prediction market? Will Pam Bondi be out as Attorney General? It's only a 22% chance right now, but at one point, there was a 33% chance she was going to be out as Attorney General. It was right in the aftermath of this botched release. I found this one to be interesting. Where will Stephen Colbert work next? And this brings us on to our next topic, but where will Stephen Colbert work next? Apple TV? Will it be HBO Max? Right now, it seems like Apple TV is the most likely one, meaning he will find a home somewhere else. But this brings me on to what's going on with Trump in South Park. This one is absolutely hilarious. I've only seen tiny little snippets pop up my feed. I haven't actually reacted to this clip, so I thought that we could sit here, react to it together. YouTube will very likely strike this video due to me playing this, but it's fine. I'd rather just react to it. I don't care if YouTube pushes this video or not. So let's watch these, and let's lay the groundwork right here. This reads, so I don't think people realize how absolutely historic that episode of South Park is going to be. If you don't understand the intent of that episode, to get Paramount sued by Trump as a repercussion for them giving in to firing Colbert, this is going to get nuclear. And remember, some important context, Paramount bought a 5-year deal with South Park recently. South Park lives. Paramount Inc.'s new deal with creators. The entire library is moving to Paramount. South Park was just saved by them. So the South Park creators, Matt and Trey, decided to go, you know what? F Paramount, we're going to go give a big middle finger to this administration and to Paramount, and this is what they released. I mean, it's really graphic, so I'm going to have my editor censor as much as possible, but there's a point where it's just I can't censor it, and you guys are going to have to see graphic memes and graphic photos. But if you've made it this far in the video, I'm assuming that you're an adult. You're adult enough to understand politics and to be able to see a meme video about Donald Trump. So really quickly, before we play this video, I have to say one thing. Trump promised he wouldn't touch Medicare, but with his big, ugly bill, there have been direct cuts to Medicaid, to Medicare, and it's more important than ever to make sure you're getting every single benefit you are entitled to. I had a relative recently turn 65, and they are just flooded with scam calls, shady flyers, and misleading ads, so I'm going to give you a number that you can call for free to get some help. It's hard to know who to trust, but I've done my research, and I recommend Chapter. They are the only national Medicare advisor that searches every single plan to give you a clear, honest guide. No steering, no pressure, just a trusted advocate for you, not a trusted advocate for the insurance companies. Remember, the call is free. Just one call, it is free. The advice will be unbiased, and the average person saves $1,100. That is a lot of money. So whether you're already on Medicare or you're about to turn 65, don't go at it alone. Call 706-312-8635 or click the link below. One more time, 706-312-8635. It's free. It's simple. It can save you thousands. Thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible at a time when it feels like Paramount and other big entities are caving to the Trump admin. So what we're doing here is building our own infrastructure. So we're not owned by anybody. I could take my shirt off and run around in this video after doing a Chapter ad read. Nobody cares. I dictate what we say and what we play. So that's possible due to Chapter and due to you guys. Let's watch these clips from South Park.
Sir. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We'll be happy to pay that, sir. Yes, sir, I will relax, and I'll take a rest. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we settled.
Oh, yeah, we settled, thank God.
I got the president down to $3.5 million.
$3.5 million? That's not so bad. That's really fair. I think that's fair.
We'll just have to cut some funding for our schools and hospitals and roads, and that should be that.
Yeah, well, that's not quite all. As part of the settlement, we also had to agree to doing pro-Trump messaging.
How are we supposed to do pro-Trump messaging?
Oh, come on, guys. We're South Park. We can do it.
Yeah.
All right. That's right.
We just got to work together.
Who walked through the desert for you? Who survived the wilderness and gave the ultimate sacrifice? When things heat up, who will deliver us from temptation? Donald J. Trump. No matter how hot it gets, he's not afraid to fight for America. With conviction, discipline, and trust in God, he survived the desert.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.
Trump. His penis is teeny tiny, but his love for us is large.
Oh my God, Trump is not going to be happy. There's more to play, and I'm sorry to Editor Victor. Shout out Editor Victor in the comments for having to go through and blur that out, but it's for the better. We do have one more clip, but can I just go back to this? It says, I don't think people realize how absolutely historic that episode of South Park is going to be. If you don't understand the intent of the episode, it's to essentially get Paramount sued by Trump as a repercussion, or essentially just to go nuclear on Paramount and Trump.
Hey, what the f*** is this, Feta?
This is the painting you asked for, sir.
Why is my dick so small?
But that's the size it is in the photo.
Get this guy out of here. I'm gonna sue you. I'm gonna sue both of you. Nobody makes fun of me and gets away with it. Hey, Satan.
I don't want to right now.
Satan, I've been working hard all day.
You haven't been working. You've been doing your stupid memes and just f***ing around.
Come here, gang. Ah, come on, Satan. You know you can't resist this.
I can't even see anything. It's so small.
Hey, I'll f***ing sue you.
God, f*** you.
Ah, come on, Satan. Don't be like that.
Oh, my Lord. I really enjoy seeing everybody close in on Trump at once. So we have walked through Elon Musk being vaguely attacked by Trump. You guys get what I mean here, right? That Trump doesn't directly attack sometimes. He'll say something like, Chris Christie isn't fat. I would never say that. But here he's saying, I would never destroy Elon's companies by taking away some, if not all, of the large-scale subsidies. He's directly attacking Elon Musk for an unknown reason. At the same time, his admin is kind of falling apart. He has beefed with Tulsi Gabbard. He has beefed with Pete Hegseth, vaguely. Now, Pam Bondi messed up. Dan Bongino and Kash Patel were about to leave. There are new clips coming out, and South Park just cooked him. It's that simple. I'm going to leave it all there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.